from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Later today in Los Angeles, jury selection begins for six of the Bell Eight, including former Mayor Oscar Hernandez and five former city council members, all charged with misappropriation of public funds. Prosecutors claim they looted the city's treasury to pad their own salaries while hiking taxes and fees for the citizens of Bell, who later threw them out in a recall election. Two major figures in the alleged scam are not part of this trial, including former city manager Robert Rizzo, who enjoyed an annual compensation package worth $1.5 million. Southern California surfers know to stay out of the ocean after a heavy rainstorm because the runoff that flows from city streets to the beach carries a nasty polluted brew. Today, L.A. County supervisors take up a proposal to address the problem, funded by a parcel tax. KPCC's Molly Peterson reports.
A cleanup crew converges on an industrial site in Long Beach near the mouth of the Los Angeles River. A metal boom reaches out an arm across the river to grab debris carried along by runoff before it hits the beach. Crew Chief David Duncan says winter rain's first flush is the worst. I'm visiting after the second.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Doesn't look like we got any dogs and cats here today, so that's a good thing. Usually we end up with three, four dogs, four or five cats. Soccer balls are the number one ball that comes down.
Duncan's crew plucks a dripping mattress out of the boom and tosses it in a dumpster. Los Angeles County regularly is home to some of the dirtiest beaches in the state, where state testing reveals bacteria and other pollutants. Its complex storm sewer system carries trash and pollution from 2 million properties into inland waters, too. Boats, swimmers, and fishermen should crowd a man-made lake at Whittier Narrows Recreation Area. Today, geese are our only company. L.A. County Public Works engineer Hector Bordes says the lake's water violates federal standards for heavy metals.
You can't go in the water, which is highly unfortunate. So this is an example of a water body that needs some work.
Under the latest set of stormwater rules, regulators could hit the county with millions of dollars in fines for exceeding pollution limits. It's a long-standing problem at this recreation area, where a decades-old storm drain carries runoff from the nearby 710 freeway directly into the lake.
Years ago, if there was a flooding problem, we just put a bunch of pipes underneath the ground, get those pipes connected to the rivers, and get that water out of there now. Now we think totally differently.
That means seeing stormwater runoff as something valuable, a potential resource for irrigation and even drinking. That logic drives the new proposal to impose a district-wide property tax. Bordes says if approved, it could raise $275 million a year.
What this program, if it moves forward, could do is it can take that water, we can clean it up, come up with some really great projects for the community, and we can put that water back into the ground.
The county would spend half the money on regional pollution controls, use a small part for water testing, and give the rest of it to cities. The program penalizes pavement. The tax is based on the size of each parcel and the amount of hard surface covering the property. Single-family homes would pay around $50 a year. Big box stores with acres of parking lot, as much as $11,000. Among the biggest critics of the tax are public school districts. They own property everywhere. Much of it includes playgrounds. Under the proposed tax, L.A. County schools would have to come up with $14 million a year from budgets already stretched thin. And the Los Angeles Unified School District's Mark Hovatter says schools like Playa Vista Elementary deserve credit for working on the problem.
Do downspout filtering. Every collection basin we have has a filter. And then we retain water before it flows into the system so we don't overflood the streets, and there's a filtering system that's set up in there.
County officials are talking with the schools about using the parcel tax money for campus retrofits. That's the kind of work environmental groups who have sued the county over Clean Water Act violations have long fought for.
We'd like to see them put in place these green infrastructure projects that will reduce the amount of runoff and the amount of pollution that's reaching our waters.
Natural Resources Defense Council attorney Noah Garrison says encouraging low-impact development is important. But he's concerned the county's plans aren't specific enough to cut pollution.
We really don't know what the money is ultimately going to go towards. And until we see a clearer version of the selection criteria and how they're going to put this program in place, we just really don't know what impact this program will have.
LA County supervisors hold a public hearing today to hear questions about and challenges to the proposal. They're likely to take the first step toward the tax, approving a ballot to send to county property owners. Officials say they hope to tally up the vote by mail in March. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson.
L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa spoke to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. yesterday, trying to rally support for a serious overhaul of the nation's immigration laws.
We've created an immigration system that is long on enforcement, but short on opportunity. A system that happily capitalizes on the labor of millions of undocumented men and women, but then refuses to extend them the basic rights and privileges that most of us take for granted.
He dismissed the idea Congress can't consider immigration while it's busy fighting over gun control laws and federal debt, saying, quote, Washington should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. A growing body of research links Parkinson's disease with a number of pesticides commonly used on California farms. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca tells us about the latest study from UCLA.
UCLA neurologists examined hundreds of Parkinson's patients in the Central Valley, where rural residents may have been exposed to a fungicide called Benamil. It was widely used on crops like almonds, apples, and berries before the EPA banned it a decade ago. The study finds the pesticide triggered cellular changes, preventing a key enzyme from keeping check on a naturally occurring toxin that damages neurons in the brain. The study has implications even for Parkinson's patients who were not exposed to pesticides. One of the big breakthroughs here is that discovery of a new process that can lead to neurological damage. UCLA neurology professor Dr. Jeff Bronstein.
So it's really the mechanism by which it works that is of particular interest to us, because we think there are going to be other things in the environment and other genetic variations that may lead us to one of the causes of Parkinson's disease.
Bronstein's team also tested the pesticide on zebrafish in the lab. The fish are transparent, so scientists could watch the chemical's impact on cells tinted with a fluorescent green dye. The new study appears in the latest online edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 15th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.